Hello, my name is Fana Tenenbaum. Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Parshat Vayetze. Yaakov leaves home, running away from Esav, his brother, who has promised to kill him. On the way, he dreams of a ladder reaching to heaven with angels going up and down. He arrives in Haran at his uncle Laban, and he develops a difficult relationship with him. He falls in love with Laban's younger daughter, Rachel, and agrees for 7 years to earn her hand in marriage. At the wedding, Laban switches Leah for Rachel. Yaakov later marries Rachel as well, but there is tension between the sisters. Leah, who feels unloved, is blessed with many children. Rachel, deeply loved by Yaakov, is barren. There is further tension between Yaakov and Laban about flocks, wages, ownership, which eventually prompts Yaakov to return once again to his homeland. In order to understand this parsha and the ones before and after, we need to do some background work. In the Torah, there are two different personality types: the field people, which are typically farmers. They spend their time outdoors, working the land. They could also be hunters. Then there are the tent people, who are shepherds, who move their tent from place to place to allow the animals to graze. Yitzchak is a man of the field. He goes out lasuach basadeh, to walk in the field. That is also where he communes with God. As the Gemara says, he is praying the Mincha service. He meets his wife for the first time at that point where he is in the field. When he is in the land of Grar, he plants Mea She'arim, 100 bushels. He digs wells. When he decides to bless Esav, when he actually blesses Yaakov, he does so because he recognizes the smell of the field. Esav, as well, is, as the pasuk says, Ish Yodea Tzayid, a man who knows how to hunt. He is an Ish Sadeh, a man of the field. Sfarno clearly says that this means he makes his livelihoods from the fields. This is perhaps why Yitzchak had such a unique relationship with Esav. Yaakov, on the other hand, the pasuk tells us, is Yoshev Ohalim, literally sits in the tent, but this means that he is a shepherd. Rivka was brought by Yitzchak to the tent of Sarah. She enters the tent. She, too, is a tent personality. In this week's parsha, when Yaakov is at the well and he asks the people about Laban, they tell him, V'Rachel ba'a im hatzon, 29:6. Rachel is coming with the sheep. She too is a shepherdess. And the verb ba'a is never used for Leah. Leah always uses the term vayetze because she is the one who goes out to the field. This distinction between field and tent people actually goes all the way back to creation and Cain and Hevel. Cain is a farmer, and that's why he brings produce for his offering, while Hevel is a shepherd, and therefore he offers up a sheep. But at the very beginning of time, in Bereshit 2:15, God puts Adam in the Garden of Eden and tells him, you have to li'ovda u'lishomra, to work it and to watch it. To work the land, lishomra, li'ovda is to work the land. That's a farmer. A farmer works the land. Lishomra is the job of the shepherd. He just has to watch it to keep the animal safe. The farmer, the li'ovda, is actually the harder of the two jobs. Firstly, the earth has been cursed. So trying to get it to produce is really back-breaking, tedious work and lonely. The shepherd's job, the lishomra, is not quite as physically taxing. One moves from place to place. You get to see new things. You may be able to come in contact with new people. Really, neither is positive or negative in its own right. Each one has the ability to develop a spiritual side, and the world needs both to thrive. So already from the beginning of time, there has been a difference between these two jobs. But our first interaction with a man of the field and a shepherd ends up in murder. The farmer Cain murders the shepherd Hevel. As we have pointed out last week, Yitzchak, based on his experience, wants to develop a partnership between Esav and Yaakov. Yitzchak was an Ish Tzadeh. Yitzchak is a man of the field, but he knows that you can find spirituality there and you can connect with God in the field. The field does not necessarily make you a bad person. In our parsha, it tells us that the eyes of Leah were weak. 29:17, Ve'enei Leah Rako. Everybody knows that her eyes were weak from crying because she did not want to marry Esav. They were considered to be a couple, not only because they were both the firstborn in the family, but also because they were both field personalities. The Medrash continues that Leah would go to the crossroads to check out Esav. Now, is that the place for a nice Bat Yisrael out on the crossroads? But she was dafka going out to the field to see if Esav had been successful, like his father, to integrate spirituality into the field. And the only way to find out about the truth about a field man is to go out to the field. Yitzchak can no longer go out because he's blind, and perhaps that's why Esav can so easily trick him. In our parsha, the birth of the sons is interrupted with a story about Reuven going to the field to bring dudaim, mandrakes, for his mother. 30:14. Vayelech Reuven bimek tzir chitim, vayimtza dudaim basadeh, vayave otam aleya imo. Reuven went in the days of the wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 99b tells of Menashe ben Chizkiyahu, king of the southern kingdom Malchut Yehuda, who would scoff at the Torah, and he claimed that the Torah was full of unnecessary details. And according to Menashe, this verse is a perfect example of words that have no value. Rashi on this pasuk, though, explains that this pasuk comes to teach us that Reuven did not steal these flowers from anyone. Reuven, too, is a man of the field, and as a firstborn, he is similar to Esav. As a matter of fact, Reuven's stone on the breastplate of the Kohen is red, Edom, like Esav. You can be the firstborn, you can go out to the field, but you don't have to steal. When Yitzchak sent Esav out last week to bring him food so that Yitzchak could bless him, in order to deserve, as an Ish Sadeh, the man of the field, the blessing, in order to give honor to his father, the verse says that Esav goes, Latsud Tzayid V'Lahavi, 27:5, to hunt and to bring. Rashi explains the redundancy that Esav said, I'm going to hunt, and if I am unsuccessful hunting, then I will lehavi, I will bring, I will, i.e. steal, from someone else. Yitzchak does not understand that this is Esav's intention. Rivka, though, understands it. She gets it. And when Yaakov becomes the Esav, he takes on some of Esav's traits as the man of the field. And that's why it was important for Rivka to dress Yaakov up in Esav's clothing. In our parsha, when Yaakov arrives in Haran with the bracha and some of Esav's personality, he becomes both a man of the field and a shepherd, a man of the tent. And therefore, he becomes an appropriate match, not only for Rachel, but also for Leah. Leah represents the field side, and Rachel represents the tent side. The day after the wedding, and Yaakov realizes that he was tricked, the Medrash has him accusing Leah of being a deceiver, and she responds, I tricked you as you tricked your father. In other words, the same way you received Esav's bracha and personality is the same way you're receiving me, who was supposed to be his wife. Rachel, like Yaakov, could have taken on both aspects of field and tent, but it was the prayers of Leah that allowed her to maintain her position. Her desire to become a mother of Israel was so great. This explains why Esav's children, by the way, cannot fall into the hands of Leah's children, because they have some sort of transcendental spiritual connection to them. Amalek, Esav, always falls into the hands of Rachel's children, Yoshua, Shaul, Mordechai, and eventually Mashiach ben Yosef. And now we understand the verse in 29:30 that says, Vayehev gam et Rachel mileah. And Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. This is because they both have the same source and the same traits. Rev Soloveitchik in Yemei Zikaron explains that Leah is strong and independent personality. She actively seeks her goals. She symbolizes the attribute of gevura, determination, accomplishment through initiative. The word Leah means tired because she used up all of her strength fighting, like the Ish Sadeh, the man of the field, who is involved in hard, backbreaking work. Why is she willing to marry a man who obviously doesn't love her? She has a goal that she is determined to accomplish, and that is to marry Yaakov in order to set up Am Yisrael. Perhaps, the Rav suggests, she was even party to Lavan's plan of switching them. She does not want to marry Esav. She goes out and greets Yaakov. In 30:16, Vateitse Leah Likrato, when he is coming from the field, she is not going to wait. She is going out to meet him. And then she says to Rachel, when Rachel asks for the dudaim that Reuven brought back, Hama'at katech kachacht et ishi, is it not enough that you have taken my husband? Who took whose husband? It's a statement of a woman who is strong-willed, who has a tremendous amount of self-esteem at this point in time. Rachel, on the other hand, means lamb. Someone who allows others to take what is theirs, like the shearers who take the sheep's wool. Rachel allows Leah to marry Yaakov and provides her with the signs that Yaakov had given her. If Leah is the field and the giborah, Rachel is the shepherdess, the tent person who represents kindness. Yaakov represents the character trait of Tiferet, which is a combination of gevura and chesed. Why does Rachel want those dudaim that Reuven brought from his mother? Rachel is afraid that Yaakov has become more of an ish tzadeh, a field man, and perhaps that's why she was not conceiving, because they no longer connected to their soul roots. She therefore wants the flowers from the field in her tent in order to help her connect with the field element that was missing from her tent. She, Rachel, exchanges Yaakov for the flowers. In Toldot, Esav had sold his bechorah for soup to his brother. Esav was mocking the bechorah. When Rachel exchanges her husband for flowers with her sister, is she mocking Yaakov? As a result of this, she loses the ability to be buried with him as a punishment. Both flowers and soup have temporary value. In both stories, somebody had been returning from the field. In Bereishit 25:29, Esav comes from the field and he is tired. In Bereishit 30:16, Yaakov is coming from the field in the evening. Esav is tired because he comes from the field and has just committed murder. Yaakov comes home from the field because it's evening. The field is not what makes somebody good or bad. It's what they choose to do in the field. And that night that Yaakov is with Leah as a result of the switch with the flowers, Leah conceives Yisachar and Zebulun, those two sons that were successful in developing the partnership that Yitzchak had so desired for Yaakov and Esav. Yisachar learns Torah, and Zebulun supports him. In Devarim 33:18, Moshe blesses them and says, Ulezvulun amar, samach Zebulun bitzeitecha, v'yisachar ba'ohalecha. Let Zebulun rejoice when he goes out, and Yisachar in the tents. And so thus, by understanding the difference between the field people and the tent people, we are able to understand why Yaakov has to marry Leah through deception, why Yitzchak loved Esav and wants to bless him, why Leah is willing to marry a man who does not love her, why Yaakov has to marry both sisters, even Amalek. Thank you for studying with me, Parsha Vayetei, and now for your thought question. In the next Parsha, Yaakov's sons are shepherds, meaning that they are tent people. Of what does Yosef dream? And now, why are the brothers so afraid?